Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to the Scare Trap Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an interview episode with the evil twins Flippy and Floppy. You can check them out now over on their Instagram page, evil_twins_666. And you may recognise them from our Scare Cam episodes from Spooky World Warrington. You can check that out on youtube.com/scaretrack. Now, they're very popular, these clowns. They are crazy. They're off the wall. They are loud. They are proud. They are mad. They are beautiful. Everything you want from a couple of crazy evil twin clowns, right? We, of course, speak to Sarah and Sarah, the lovely girls that portray these crazy alter ego clowns. And we talk all about them working at Spooky World. Of course, they're going to be at Scream Camp. It was supposed to be for this year. It's now going to be for 2021. But I'm very excited to see what the evil twins get up to at Scream Camp next year. And this episode is part of our Scare Actors Week. Obviously, this year, there's not going to be as many attractions opening. It means lots of you guys listening, you scare actors who do a fantastic job year in, year out. There won't be as many gigs this year, so we just wanted to take this week out just to celebrate you guys and just say thank you for being absolutely fantastic each and every season. So, without any further ado, let's take you to the interview with Sarah and Sarah, and then Flippy and Floppy come out to play.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Right then, folks, so welcome back to the Scare Trap Podcast. We are here again, like our previous episode, we are on location, actually behind the scenes at the Retreat, an overnight scare event, and I'm here with two characters that you'll probably recognise the voices when their alter egos come on to the episode a little bit later, but I'm with Sarah and Sarah, aka the evil twins. Girls, welcome onto the Scare Trap Podcast. How are you both?
Hi. We're really good, thank you.
Good. We're going to have a good night of scaring people here at the Retreat, the overnight scare experience, which is awesome that it can be going ahead because it's COVID secure. It's all been planned whilst COVID is in place. So it's good to be able to get our scare on out of season. But you guys have been getting your scare on for quite a few years as the evil twins now. So how did that start? Did you know each other beforehand? Where did these crazy clowns come to light?
So we became the evil twins in 2014. Where we actually were butchers. That's how we started. Okay. Working in the slaughterhouse in Spooky World. The year after, we created the twins, where we went as roaming characters. And then 2015 was the birth of Flippy and Floppy the clowns.
And you've never looked back since.
We certainly haven't.
So did you know each other before you sort of worked together as butchers? Did you meet each other in the slaughterhouse as butchers? How did you sort of become to be such good friends and then the crazy twins?
We actually met in slaughterhouse. Oh. Sarah had worked at Spooky World the previous year and it was my first year. And we just clicked. We could terrorise people really well together.
It just worked.
We had people crying on the floor and it was just such a good buzz and we just bounced off each other.
And do you find that clowns are more fun to play than butchers?
Oh yeah. They can get away with so much more. You can be cheeky, and you know,
you can play so many different roles.
like cheeky, yeah. scary, spooky.
Everything
you want.
Fits with a clown, doesn't yeah. it? Really?
Anything goes with a clown.
Absolutely, and it really does at Spooky World. You've probably seen that in some of our scare cam episodes. So at Spooky World, you've been there for a few years now, and obviously you're the roaming characters. I mean, they don't have actually very many roaming characters in such a big space. So you guys have lots of space to fill. How is that? Chattering, knackering, like when you've got to get, I see you running all across that entire park. You've got to be some of the most fittest physically actors throughout the whole of October, surely.
I lost a stone last year.
There you go.
My step count was up. So, yeah, it's a really, 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 really big space, which is why clowns work so well, because they can run, skip, hop, jump, crawl, canter. They can do whatever they want as a clown. So, yeah, it's easier to roam as a clown, I'd say.
Absolutely. I've got myself a PT this year, just in case. Just in case Halloween happens for us this year. So Flippy, I'm going to be super fast.
Super fast, yeah. So be careful at Spooky World this year, definitely.
Only if one of them. Floppy doesn't run.
Floppy doesn't run, but Flippy does. But it means you've given me races on the swings, on the zip line. It's got to be, because you're not, and don't get me wrong, it's always fun to work inside of an attraction and scare people and whatnot and have your room and have your scare, but it's got to be fun just to have that little bit of freedom to literally do whatever you want. Have you ever had any customers be surprised of what you might say, or have they been a little bit like, what the hell are these clowns doing here? I bet there's some stories from Spooky World Wallington.
You've got a great story, haven't you, Flippy, about the guy with the speech?
Oh my gosh,
here we go. Go with the speech.
So I'm actually quite proud of this, and it's wrong that I'm proud of this, however. So there was one guy that just didn't like me whatsoever, so I literally followed him around the entire time he was there. Anytime he was out of an attraction, I'd be there. I think I found him inside attractions, and it got to a point where he started stuttering, and his friends and himself told me that he'd worked for years to get rid of this stutter.
Oh no.
And like, I brought the stutter back.
I mean,
I just laughed.
That's horrible.
It's horrible, but...
But well done.
As a scare actor, I'm really proud. Like,
yeah. I hope he sorted it out now. I hope that's not a lasting effect, because I'd want my money back. Bloody hell, bless him.
He got what he came for.
Yeah, he got a fright, definitely. Do you have any particular favourite attractions at Spooky World? I mean, Spooky World, we've had great experience every time we've gone, but sometimes it does have a bad rep. There's sometimes a lot of younger people there, and reckless people, or sometimes the scare mazes, although I think there's fantastic actors that really do create them, some of the mazes could do with a little bit of an uplift, and obviously the carnival maze had a great uplift last year. Is that your number one? Is my number one, would you say that's your favourite, because it's clowns, or what really sort of floats your boat with the mazes at Spooky World?
I think clowns is like, the carnival is they're all such kind of different energy levels. Carnival's the one with the most energy and the most fun. And then so many people are just terrified of clowns anyway, so it's quite an easy scare, isn't it?
Clowns can be easy. I'd say Slaughterhouse for
me.
Slaughterhouse actually has some really good theming, to be fair. I think it's underrated when it comes to the UK scare industry. There's some really good set scenes of the pigs hanging up and whatnot in there. It's actually a hidden
really,
gem.
Really tough maze to work, because it's such a long maze with long corridors, and it is really, really tough maze to work in. If you can nail Slaughterhouse, you can nail anywhere on there, I'd say.
Definitely. And it's cool, like, it does have a hayride as well. Like I say, it's Spooky World. I've always had a great time. It does need a little bit of investment, but it does have a trailer ride, only like a hayride. Only a few places have those nowadays. It does have a corn maze. Only a few places have those these days. And although, like I say, individual scenes could do with updating, they could have more in there, at least they do have that variety. And of course, they've got you guys to entertain the masses when they're out of the mazes.
Yes.
So fingers crossed this year you'll be back.
We'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
We're there this week trying to put guidelines in place to see if we can or cannot open. Because we're so spacious, it is a little bit easier than some places. But again, we've just got to make sure Everybody's safe.
Yeah. Safety is key. Oh, right. Good. Well, thanks very much. I understand I'm going to be speaking to Flippy and Floppy in a second. So I'll see what they've got to say. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scaretrack podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
So there we go, we heard from Sarah and Sarah, aka the Evil Twins. But I understand I'm now going to be joined by
me, I am Floppy. Hello.
Hello, my name's Flippy. You might know me from such Scaretrack podcasts as Scaretrack at Spooky World
with Mikey from Scaretrack.
That's me. Every time you see me, you're just like, Spiky!
Spiky Mikey!
That makes me shiver. Often? Makes me shiver every time. This is only my second time.
Really?
Maybe third, I don't know.
Hanging around a car park?
It does look a little dodgy, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's very dodgy.
But why are you two here then?
Because we're dodgy.
Oh, because you're dodgy. Okay. So you two have been terrorising Spooky World for quite a while now. Do they give you any rules or do you just ignore them and go crazy?
I don't know what rules are. Are they those things that he tells us about and we don't read? I can't read.
We have separate rules.
Okay, so what rules do you follow?
You need to have a drink when you're thirsty.
Good rule.
Don't wee yourself.
Don't pee yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have many pees?
A lot.
Do you pee yourself?
No.
Only when jumping, sometimes.
I lick it. It's tasty.
Wow. Okay.
That's why I look so young.
Okay, all right. Is that the secret to the glowing skin?
Yes, it is.
Okay, awesome.
Pee-pee cocktails.
Okay. Do you have pee-pee cocktails? Or?
Absolutely not. She's disgusting.
I know, filthy, right?
Her breath stinks.
I know. She tried to kiss me earlier and I had to push her away.
He is lying.
I did not do
that. He did not push you away.
He did not.
He has a really long tongue.
You said tongue. Okay.
I said tongue.
You said tongue.
What do you mean?
Absolutely nothing.
I can see his face.
I just saw
it's
a bat.
It's telling a different story.
You saw a bat?
A bat.
We are outside, socially distancing.
There it is.
That is a bat.
Oh my God, it is. Hello, Betty.
He's a spooky bat.
Follow us everywhere.
It's the Spooky World logo bat. Right, well, I think that's a sign for me to end this podcast now before you start peeing on me and licking it. So,
That spiky monkey.
Evil Twins, how can they find you? You're on Instagram?
We are on Instagram. Evil_twins_666. Like us! Send us a DM, we really like them.
Okay. There you
we
go.
We don't reply.
That's all our
we do, really.
All our three listeners will now send you a DM, so you'll get three of them tonight. Girls, thanks so much for coming on. I can't wait to, hopefully, if it all goes ahead, experience you two at Spooky World. That came out wrong, but you know what I mean.
What do you mean? What kind of experience do you want?
I'll tell you off air.
Really?
And you'll also find us at Scream Camp next year.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be at Scream Camp?
We're going to be in your tent.
Explicit Scream Camp.
This is where the twins get adult.
I'm going to book my ticket right now. Right, guys, we're going to end it there. Thank you so much for being Floppy. Part of me is a little bit scared to...
We love you, Mikey.
We love you too. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Scaretrack.
So there we go, folks. First of all, a huge thank you to Flippy and Floppy for coming on to the Scaretrack podcast. And of course, Sarah and Sarah, the Evil Twins, which you can check out evil_twins_666 over on their Instagram page now. Hilarious couple of girls, really sweet and kind as well, actually. They really love this industry, love the business. They really are
wanting Spooky World to elevate to that next level, and they're really fighting for that to happen. And it seems that Spooky World will be opening this year. They are looking for actors. Just go to evil_twin@yahoo.com. Send your email there if you want to apply for a job at Spooky World in Warrington. Lots of places already cancelled and confirmed to be closed this year, but a handful of places will be opening, and we can't wait to check them out in their COVID secure scares. So that brings us almost to the end of this mini episode of the Scare Track podcast. Like I said at the beginning, this is all part of Scare Actors Week. We know that there's so many different ingredients that make a fantastic attraction, from designers to builders, tech design, lighting designers, sound people, loads of people at the back of house, the security guards, the food people. But that cherry on the top, and I'll say it time and time again, it's you guys, the scare actors out there, who really do get battered and bruised each and every night for us. And, you know, these haunted attractions and scare attractions would just not be the same without you. You do a far better job than any animatronic ever could. So we're celebrating all this week. We also want your videos and your stories. So check out our social media pages, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Join us over there. Send us a little clip, maybe of you dressed up at Halloween last year. Or maybe you could tell us one of your funny stories or your fond memories. Just send us a video. Try and make it in landscape if you can. If not, no worries. And we're going to do a massive compilation at the end of the week of everyone's entries. And we'll put that over on our YouTube channel. Just again, to celebrate scare actors in the UK and, of course, around the world as well, if you're listening overseas as well. Remember, you can get everything Scare Track over on our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk. On there, you can get all our podcasts, our scare cams, our coaster track stuff, our beer break stuff, and our merchandise is on there as well, folks. So if you have got a few scare events to go to this year and you want to rep the Scare Track podcast, we have hats, we have t-shirts, we have hoodies, we have mugs, we have everything you need. We even have knickers and sports bras. Yep, you guys asked for them. You got them. www.scaretrack.co.uk. Click on that merchandise tab and it will take you straight to the Smart Effects website. So that brings us to the end of this episode. A huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.